Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Gotham Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and Happy New Year if you're joining us this new 2017. Wow, we're already into the new year with our new podcast. Here on this Saturday, January 21st, we are going to be talking about Gotham's Ghosts that aired on January 16th, this past Monday, 2017. It was, once again, directed by our good old boy, Danny Cannon. He's definitely a favorite in Gotham. He's very talented, and what he did with Ghosts was very creepy. Cobblepot has learned his lesson, of course, and the Riddler is pulling the strings behind the curtain. On this episode 12 of season 3 of Gotham, call in. So you could join in on the conversation. Apologize for my voice. I'm a little under the weather. But, hey, I'm here to talk about Gotham because I have questions. And I'm sure you guys do, too. So call in. Our number is 347-637-3821. Boy, oh, boy, is it cold here in California. I don't know how it is over there on the East Coast, but it is cold here on the West Coast. And, hopefully this podcast won't be too long because I probably won't be able to talk throughout the whole thing. So bear with me. And, of course, next week we will be back to them as we continue this Gotham Talk conversation with Smile Like You Mean It. It airs next week. Well, actually, this coming Monday on January 23rd, 2017. And then after that, we got one more episode before they take another long break, which is called The Gentle Art of Making Enemies. And that airs on January 30th. And then we take a huge break. Oh, my gosh, almost 2 months. The break goes from January 30th till April 24th. Yeah. So it looks like we'll be taking another long break. After these two episodes, we'll be taking another long break of Gotham Talk. So, and, of course, on April 24th, it's well worth it. How the Riddler Got His Name. That's the title of the episode 15 when we come back from the long break. And boy, oh boy, that better be great. How the Riddler Got His Name. That's the title of the episode. All right, without further ado, let's see if my co-host is here from Air Code 239. Who is this?
DC Fan 1, your greatest DC TV fan is here. And oh my God. Yeah, what's up, man? I'm sorry you got a cold. I know what that's like, because I had one the whole week of Christmas break.
I
hope you're doing
right
okay.
Now.
Wow.
Thank you,
but,
thank you,
sir.
So what did you think of Ghost? It's our first episode this year.
It was great. Fantastic. Amazing. I mean, when Lee stormed in the precinct and goes, cops, arrest this man. He murdered my husband. Lee did.
She was not playing.
I was like, I know. I mean, boy, she is not going to stop till Jim is dead. I mean, come on, girl.
No.
Jim loves you, and he didn't want you to marry
him. I know.
Because he was affected by the tech virus. I mean, it keeps on getting better and better and better. And then when Lee, when Jim goes and visits, he visits Barnes, he's still infected by the tech virus. I mean, whatever the Mad Hatter did.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was such a great episode. Twist and turn, so much going on. And then we get to see Kat's mom, Catwoman's mom. That was pretty good.
Yeah, that's
a little
interesting, right?
Yeah, I thought Catwoman didn't even have a mom. Yeah, but, you know, it sucks. Jesus, I mean, we finally get it back, and then after the January 30th episode, it goes on another long break. I hope they don't do this with Supergirl, because I know Arrow's going to be new for the next few weeks.
Like I mentioned earlier, it goes from January 30th to the 24th of April.
I know, that sucks, but man,
and then here in my notes, I see that Ben McKenzie will direct an episode in the second half of the season. So, there you go.
Ooh.
Jim Gordon's going to start directing.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And I'm just getting so pumped.
That's very cool. Let me read the synopsis so we could talk about the episode. If you guys remember, the big cliffhanger from last year, Gotham, that was titled Beware of the Green-Eyed Monster, Matt from Florida, he mentioned that Falcone's son is dead due to Jim Gordon saving Lee. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm like full with medicine right now. Lee, as remember, he was about to kill her at that cottage in the mountains or by the lake, and then Jim, of course, comes in and saves the day. And then here we go. As in the wake of Mario's death, a vengeful Falcone sends Zaz to kill Gordon. However, after seeing that the virus has done to Barnes, Lee realizes Gordon may have been justified and persuades Falcone to call off the hit. Unhinged by ghostly sightings of his father, Cobblepot insults Gotham citizens on live TV and murders his deputy chief of staff, unaware that Enigma is orchestrating his downward spiral. Selina accepts her mother, Maria, back into her life, but later learns Maria owes money to criminals. Getting the discovery of a reanimated corpse, Gordon and Bullock pursue ex-India Hill employee Dwight Pollard as he prepares to resurrect another corpse, Jerome Valeska. Oh my gosh.
I can't wait.
Does that mean we're going to get our Joker back?
I think so. I read some stuff about that online, and I think we could be getting our Joker because that one scene
it's pretty much
like
him, right?
Place.
He has to be the Joker. I mean,
it is.
Remember the scene when Bullock and Jim are following that ex-Indian Heel technician into that abandoned theater?
Yeah,
they have,
about
like,
to bring
the
that
Joker
up.
Like face and the ha 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 ha.
Yes. And then there are people dressed up kind of like the Jokers in that scene. I thought that was creepy. That was very creepy. And, man, I am so happy that they put DC Legends of Tomorrow on Tuesdays. That is going to be such a fun night.
Yeah, that's going to be definitely doubleheader. Did you catch that Easter egg of the Dark Knight that they threw in on this last week's Gotham? Did you catch that?
No, what was it?
Okay, here goes. And I know it's kind of like a stretch here, but the guy that plays the ex-Indian Hill mortician, he was in The Dark Knight Rises. He was the guy that was the cop that, remember, he was laughing. I forgot. Oh, man.
Oh, that's in The Dark Knight. Yeah, and Jim.
He was playing
two different sides.
He's one of Joker's thugs.
Yeah, now I remember because I've seen The Dark Knight like over a billion times.
He was just like laughing and like being really maniacal.
Yeah,
he really has that face. And so he is from The Dark Knight. I just pulled him up on IMDb and he plays the Joker's thug in The Dark Knight. So that's a little Easter egg there. Because remember, the technician, the ex-Indian Hill technician, he's obsessed with the joke, theology of dressing up as a clown and being insane. That's pretty much the same character he played for The Dark Knight as a Joker's thug. So that's kind of cool how they brought in the actor's name is David Master Mouth Chan. So that's him. He's from Chicago, Illinois. And he kind of was in Dark Knight Returns and now in Gotham. How cool is that?
Yeah, that is pretty cool. I mean, that guy, Dwight, he was pretty freaky. And then we saw Jerome's corpse at the very end. That was pretty awesome. And
it
was a great episode.
Now, here's my question, Matt. I have a question for you, and maybe the people listening to the podcast could also help me out here. The guy that impersonated Penguin's dad, you know, the shapeshifter?
Yeah.
Is he like Clayface, or who is he?
I think he's Clayface, because they did say they're going to have Clayface come to Gotham this season.
Yeah,
and,
that's what I
thought.
That
could be him. And then, like, when he takes off the mask and disguises himself.
He can't grow
hair.
That's why he put the wig on.
Yeah, and, like, it was just so creepy when you see Penguin's father, but it turned out to be the Riddler being the mastermind of that. But that scene was creepy.
It was pretty good trick.
Him and Barbara. Yeah, it was great on how they
How sickening was it that they dug up his father's corpse?
Yeah, that was pretty sick. And then when they were interviewing Penguin on television, that one guy, his chief of staff, was pretty intense and freaky.
He got
and
it pretty
Penguin,
hard. You know.
Yeah, and Penguin killed him. That was pretty nuts. I mean,
that was pretty nutty. Geez. All right, man. Well, let's talk about our favorite scenes of Ghosts. I'll tell you mine while you think of yours. Mine were definitely the ghost scenes of the dad coming back, as we first did not know what was this all in Enigma's, was this all in Cobblepot's head, or was it in real life that was teasing him that his father was alive? And then the whole thing where the cops are knocking on his door, telling him that someone has dug up his father's grave. I was like, this is some creepy shit.
Yeah.
And so those
were
my favorite scenes. And then also, of course, Jim Gordon, he steals the show as he's trying to dodge bullets from Zaz as he has a hit on him from Falcone. And the whole storyline with Lee trying to first kill him. And then once she realizes that the ex-chief of Gotham still has the virus in him in Arkham Asylum, Lee comes back to Falcone and asks and begs for forgiveness and tells Falcone not to kill Jim. And then, of course, Falcone says, "It's because you love him, don't you?" And she was kind of like, So, yeah, those were my favorite scenes. All right, what about you, Matt?
I love the scenes with Lee. And, like, I was like going, "Oh, my God, what the F is wrong with you?" And that was crazy because you in the scenes with Zaz, oh my gosh,
yeah.
The guy who plays Zaz does
he's
very
a creep.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the actor
and
is
then,
so good. He's such a creep.
Mm-hmm. And then when Falcone was giving him that look, but still, I can't believe that Lee hates Jim because we know that Lee is his true love on this show. And I mean, God, it was so good. And then the scenes, the end scene when they tease the Joker to come back, I mean, that is going to
oh
be
my God.
Crazy what the F
that is
moment.
Be good.
I mean,
that is
and
be good.
Also,
yeah.
It took forever, but we finally made it for this epic week for DC TV at last.
I know.
It was the longest break.
Oh, there you go.
And on Arrow, oh my gosh. It's Earth 2, Laurel. What the F? Oh, my God. I can't wait.
I know. There's definitely plenty to talk about upcoming episodes. Story that I heard, I hope it's true, is that DC Legends of Tomorrow trying to help young George Lucas to graduate from college so he could make Star Wars. Apparently, there's an aberration where George Lucas quits film school, and therefore Star Wars was never made, and therefore Ray Palmer and that historian, the Captain Steele, never get inspired to get into science and and action and adventure, and of course the whole reason why they're there. So I hope that's a true story, and I hope it definitely fleshes out. I'm definitely looking forward to that. Matt, what are you looking forward to this new season?
I'm just excited on The Flash when they find him back to the future. I mean, that's going to be very cool. And I can't wait for Legends with more Reverse Flash. I mean, I am so excited to see more of Malcolm Merlyn and Damian Dark and the Reverse Flash. And then they have the title episode called Central City 3000.
Love it.
I love it.
Cannot wait. Meaning DC is doing amazingly well in TV. CW has given every show they have a renewal. Have we heard yet about Gotham, Matt? Do you know if Gotham has been renewed for a fourth season?
I hope so. I haven't heard anything, but I hope so because all the other shows.
Let me see. I'm looking that up right now, and as of now, they have not announced that Gotham Season 4 has been renewed, so we're waiting on that. Of course, next week we're going to see some more Jerome. Gotham's Joker finally revealed. It looks like Jerome, the Joker, is going to be from back from the dead. And if you guys follow Cameron Velasca, he's the actor. If you guys follow him on Instagram, he just posted a photo of himself with the Joker makeup on. So that's going to be pretty interesting. It kind of looks like a Frankenstein / Joker. Because, you know,
yeah,
he is from the dead.
Mm-hmm. But I did read something that George Lucas on Legends of Tomorrow, and it turns out that Ray and Nate leave the team.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, I saw a clip this morning.
These shows would cross over with Gotham. That would be totally epic if they all connected one way or another. Definitely looking forward to the return of Jerome. Let's see what else he has up his sleeves. Hopefully it's not too crazy. But, won't accept any joke at this point. All right, Matt. Do you have any final words, Matt, for this first podcast of 2017?
Well, happy 2017. I love Gotham. It is a great show. I can't wait for Monday's episode in Justice League. Only a few more months away till Justice League. Come on. Let's go fast already. All right. Enjoy your night. And
all right, great.
I'll see you next week.
Matt, for coming in as always. Really appreciate you. We'll have to talk next week so we can talk about the next exciting episode of Gotham. Have a good night, sir.